Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so please tell all audiences, tell everybody within listening distance, everybody you can reach on social media, even your enemies, your mortal enemies. This is about something. This is a show we all need on. Good day, people. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here, and you are listening to Kakuna from the microphone. It's 9 o'clock here on the dot. Please feel free to join our merry little band. That's right, our, because tonight with me is the headmaster responsible for all this. Going to orchestra. Oh, Mr. Organic, okay. Dang, he's got the TV on. He's over there doing. I hesitate to try to guess what he's doing. Anyway. Please, get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Do something to keep yourself amused while you're stricken with the Ebola virus that is the corona. All right, now, good people, let me tell you the story one more time. I was living in McKinleyville, California. I spent my whole life there. One night, finally, me and my parents had enough of each other. Took me out of the house. Actually, more like I leapt out. McKinleyville had everything, dude, but that's the problem. One thing they didn't have was jobs and homes available. McKinleyville has everything, so people didn't really want to leave. Some people had to leave just to have a place to stay or a job. You have to go where the work is, the job, whatever. So they transferred. They jumped ship. That's what I did. One night, I was walking through our woods. Once again, that's McKinleyville, where horses had the right of way. I've been all over. I'm still telling you, McKinleyville is the greatest place on earth. Now, I know a lot of people are going to scream hometown pride no matter where they're from. But check out McKinleyville. We got everything, including a high crime rate. Anywho, as I was wandering in the woods, I came across Organic OK. Organic, that's you. I came across, and they were camping out. They were basically, how do I put this, they were having a campfire, having a cookout, whatever. They were camping, but basically they were traveling in their Winnebagos and cars and all that, whatever. The whole thing was, I thought these were a group of people who were going around trying to help the homeless, heal the handicapped, help this community, nay, this planet. Those have been cast out. There's enough places to be, and there ain't enough work. No, see, he's not really sleeping. He's just doing that to be a you-know-what. Anywho, he basically said, you know, RW, DJ Butterfly Feces, get in the car. You come with me. So I hopped in the base, in the big colored bus, and we all actually it was a Winnebago, jumped in. We all went around to and fro trying to help the homeless. We had been all over a lot of the area. Where are we now? Well, when I last looked, we were in L.A. Where to now? Okay. Previously on our show, I want you to know, and I still mean this, I grew to hate L.A. The place is totally destitute. It's especially cruel to the homeless. The world seems to genuinely, the system seems to hate the homeless. If you can't afford to have a place to live anymore, you're going to be really punished for it. I'm not trying to help people get by. They know that. They're trying to stomp them all. They're basically doing this way. A cleanser treats germs. They're trying to wipe it all out. This is mass genocide. There is an evil afoot going on here. Anywho, so we got out of L.A. I said, I can't wait to leave. Wherever we're going next has got to be better. Organic looked at me and said, yeah, what did you find out? Yeah, we were in Oakland. Oakland.
Yeah.
Now, why do they call it Oakland Organic? Why?
Well,
oh, come on. It's so simple. It's childishly simple.
Okay,
yes.
Why have I got to be so intellect where things have become malfunctioning in the common sense of reality?
Why do they call it Oakland? Oh, it's so dang simple. It's so ridiculously childishly simple. Guess what? There are oak trees all around. There's an abundance of oak trees. the official logo for their town is like a tree that's like two-headed. There's like a tree that's grown in the ground, too. I think it's supposed to be the roots or something. I thought it was funny. I thought it was cute. But whatever. Oaktown. I said, all right, get down. Now, this place has to be better. L.A. It's got to be better. There's got to be doing a little bit better. Or get what said, dude, it is better.
Like, where are you going? Everybody, can you listen to this guy? It's like once he gets free to talk, he's just talking. Man, come on, man. Don't waste your discussions about this. What are you going with this guy? I'm so close to falling asleep on this guy. I'm like, what is he talking about? This is supposed to be talk, dude. Come on, man. Keep us awoke, man. What's going on here? Actually, I forgot. You know, next week is going to be an exciting moment. But this is not the exciting moment. I'm looking to see something different, but I'm going to find out next week. And you're going to find out next week. DJ Butterfly Feces.
I'm listening.
Well,
come on, tell us.
Much time throwing me on to the show. Next week, the viewers are going to get to find something now exciting. More as you have another gentleman. Normally in this situation, I don't tell who come on the show or whatever. Like you, that's your job. But next week, you know, we're going to try to make all this together where DJ Butterfly Feces and Talk Dude are on the show together. That's the goal next week. And let people hear how y'all sound. Y'all sound like water that fell in grease. You're trying to, you know, wash your hands, you cook the food. You know, wet hands drift into the grease, and the grease is hot. Now it's going to be popping. That's all I have to say. Go ahead.
I don't know what that was. I felt like it was a public service message announcement for an ad that was in the wrong time and place. I feel like it's somebody supposed to warn us about the COVID. But anyway, the point is there we were in Oaktown, Oakland. There we were. And I was basically, one thing I was taking it back was that it wasn't as nice as L.A., but some of it was a lot more beautiful. We saw it, all that street art that was basically covering every wall to wall and whatever. But once again, the town was really especially dirty. Saw people in every corner on the street and whatever. A lot of shanty going around. And I said, Organic, you brought us to the right place. Remember, I said, okay, I got to say this much about Oaktown. I heard rumors about it, nasty rumors. I don't know how many were true, but I want to make this a point to please lock the door.
He said, please lock the door.
In the Winnebago. When we were driving around, they too, look, I thought we'd get jumped or something. I was afraid, but whatever. I noticed how basically art-conscious everything was. There was so much, like, graffiti, street art all around. Okay, let me take a moment to say something here. For a long time, I was mostly disgusted with art. You know what I'm talking about? No, I'm not talking about the kind you see on the street and whatever. Graffiti, makeshift, whatever, the kind of arts and crap project. I'm talking about the kind you basically have to pay a cover to and go to a museum to see. You ever been inside a museum? You ever basically looked at what they consider art? It's so dang ridiculously overrated. I mean, it's more like I'm thinking, this is art. It looks like the kind of decoration a rich person buys in their home to show that they have taste and style. And even they don't like it. They're just trying to show that they have a touch. Now, the real art, you can actually see, it's on the street. It's there. Somebody did with a spray can. They just write their name. They basically create some kind of arts and thing. And what? As soon as we got off, I saw some vagrants doing just that. One of them told me, oh, dang, you should have seen Oakland years ago. It was real bad off. It was so desolate out here. But now it's got a lot more beautiful. They got over here and decided to make this place or art conscious and whatever. That's real. You know what? You can basically find real art. You don't have to go to a museum. go to a public restroom and just look at the walls. Sometimes people write stuff on there. That's more interesting than you can see in a dang museum. Better conversation piece, too.
Yeah, you know, it's hilarious because he's talking about Oakland. And it's almost like as bad as he's trying to talk about me. You know, he sits there and mimic me, some kind of character. He talk about me. And
I mean, the conversations we have, I mean, somehow it just isn't as effective. I mean, look, when you do basically a dang radio program, and it's like a radio play, and when you reenact stuff, sometimes you got to do things in a different dang voice, or all they're going to say is somebody else supposed to be talking? You didn't change your voice enough. And I think it's cute you're so offended. I guess with you it doesn't take much. I'm trying to tell a story here about what happened in Oaktown. I looked around and I saw all the tents, several tents lined up, and I saw some people who were basically, honestly, didn't even have a tent. There they were just camped out on the street. You know what I said to myself? No, not what a wonderful world, but this is a place that's going to basically do a lot more for the truly disenfranchised, the vagabond, than L.A. did.
Why you got to be that? Why you got to be like that? You know everybody. It's like, if you didn't know, I think you kind of, in a sense, you kind of like, you feel your way out. Because you know, in a lot of ways, a lot of people have utilized that kind of, that conversation. When I talk to people, artists and different people, and I reference that and I ask, why people got always this little slick thing to say something about, you know, about Oakland? It's like I was hearing him saying something slick, and you kind of brought it out there, you know? I'm like, why are people always got something slick to say about Oakland when I'm talking to people from L.A. or from that area? They always say, you know, they always say something like, oh, yeah, them cats or something. I'm like, huh. And it's that kind of station. Then you got those that would say, oh, that ain't the case. You know, a lot of people say, well, Oakland and L.A. are cool, you know, but I run into too many cats to say that in general, you know, give, you know, this kind of very, you know, and you can tell they're not just, you know what I mean, like, setting the stage show. That's really how they feel. And you got somebody that says, oh, no, this is like the business in Oakland, right? It's business in Oakland. People, like now because of COVID-19, a lot of business things that would operate, you know, they're not necessarily making money like they would. And, you know, there's some different steps in how the business are, you know, going to be moving along in the next coming year, right? So as people would say, if you said this to them, they would tell you, well, Oakland is not like that, right? You have to say, well, Oakland, I don't know why people tell you Oakland is like that, because Oakland is really prospering, it's doing really well, but, you know, people say now because of the economy, right?
So but there were people who basically literally were telling me that the place was really coming down. It really was just degenerating, like 20-something years ago, but now they're dressing it all up. They're doing something special with it. And once again, here's my point. It's a lot more than they were doing in L.A.
But see, that's the thing. Like, there's so many things that goes on just in general in L.A. And a lot of times people that's from outside L.A., it's certain things that people, you know, identify, and they know natives of the area know, well, that's not necessarily L.A. That's outside of L.A. You know what I mean? Like, it's certain different. It's like, for example, it's like if somebody was referencing that didn't know, like how, you know, how in Oakland, right? You got Oakland, right? But then you got Piedmont. Then you got other little, you know what I mean, areas around that people would, you know, kind of see that. You know, and it's and like you got that markets in L.A., right? You got other areas that people, you know, wouldn't necessarily say that's L.A., right? Mm-hmm. They know, you know, they're like, no, they ain't L.A. L.A. is over there. This is no, because, you know, they look at it like that, right? Because, you know, if people would say, like, Piedmont, you know, the certain natives of Oakland, you know, that possibly don't stay in Oakland, or, you know, people would give you a different conversation about Piedmont, right? But that's the perception, right? It's got a lot of people, you know, Oakland is known for what? It's known for the port, right? Oakland is known for the port. It's known for the rich soil Oakland is supposed to have. It's a number of different things that Oakland have that, you know, people on a global scale that's looking for, you know, information and certain resources like that. Certain natives that don't actually know those things exist, it's kind of like they can, you know, information that is being, you know, limited based on their insight or networking and having, you know, and so that kind of, you know, it falls somewhat by the wayside, you know, to the degree. Now you got somebody that is successful, they got different, you know, infrastructure, you know, connections and things like that. They might not necessarily see certain things that way. You know, they're thinking outside of that setting. But at the same time, in the infrastructure, you got certain things, you know, certain politics of Oakland that, you know, certain natives would say, well, this is this and that. But then you look at the very, you know, the very detailed backdrop. You say, hold on a second, this is not just this. Oakland got a lot of, it's like almost filtering of politics that people are not necessarily telling you. They're telling you, oh, this is this and this. Oakland's like this. Well, Oakland's always been this way, and you really look at certain things. A lot of that stuff is propaganda, man, on big scales, because across the nation, just say across, if certain things are happening, people won't even say it's happening, and there's no reason for certain groups of people seceding, and certain groups are not seceding, and want to just come into the area, and you look at over the next few years, you see how much more the Oakland landscape is changing, you know, and people will say, well, Oakland is, you know, it's so this and this and this. Oh, I mean, that sounds good. Don't it sound good for you to talk, a person to talk like that, when a person that may not even be reaping the actual reward of their parents and things that they used to have or possibly had. And so it's certain things that if you're talking about infrastructure, and you're not putting certain, you know, toxic and cross-contamination things into the narrative, then you're seeing certain things not even being presented, right? You know what I mean? Like you got a cross-contaminated, you got like a yard of streetwalkers, right? And I remember talking about this with some supposed to be some conscious slash, you know, they call it, you know, these cults. Somebody told me it was a cult. But anyway, and I was talking about that, and I was like, well, we're talking about this, and, you know, Oakland is known for the people talk about this, when we talk about pimping, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of, I imagine a lot of that going on in a place like Oaktown.
Yeah, you know, pimping the players, the pimps, and, you know, Oakland is known for, you know, the prostitution, the streets, And now you look at over the next few years, say the next, you know, I'm not going to talk too much of what I got, because I'm putting out something, you know, a comedy project. But it's so many things that you got women that is technically, you know, girls is not women technically, but they're doing everything women do it. And 5 years, you know, they're 15, 16 years old. In 5 years, think about it. If it's 15-year-old or 16-year-old, 17-year-old, in 5 years, what would that be? What about a 13-year-old? You know, think about this. In five years, what are you going to see if you got this kind of pollution going on? What are you going to see in the next 5 years? What are you going to see? Now, DJ Buffa feces.
Yeah.
I didn't say disconnected, man. You almost unplugged the system. What do you think? Some of the natives are going to take your equipment or something? What's going on?
All right, anyway, look, back to what I was saying. I looked all around and I saw, okay, first step, let's pick up a lot of the garbage being thrown around here, and Lord knows there's plenty of it. So, and of course, it was one of those nice towns where it's trash free. So, of course, I got down, well, not quite on my knees, but I did a lot of bending. I bent, and I started to feel some back trouble. I thought, oh, God, I'm old enough to have back trouble. Dang it. And I was told, quit complaining. Come on, man, we got something to do here. And sure enough, cleaned up a lot of Oakland. A lot of the garbage being left behind. And I noticed we weren't the only ones, other people doing all this. That's nice. We're not alone. Because once again, and I noticed this, they were actually trying to help people
Oakland.
Oakland
is one of the only places that I travel around the nation that really had this really polluted perception about me cleaning up the city. No, don't do this. Don't clean this up. Don't do that. Don't. You know, I adopted a block to clean up, and I know I don't want you to do this cleaning up. Now, I won't know. Once you go and try to do this, somebody going to adopt the block and tell me I can't clean up the block because they adopt the block. Okay? Telling me I can't clean up Oakland because they adopt the block. What that means for those people able to sign up and say, well, and that's someone that wanted to clean up that particular area, and they adopted me. That's a place they want to keep cleaning up, right? I'm telling them, I'm not adopting this block, you know. I feel like when I have the time to clean it and, like, you know, I'm not traveling around the nation, yeah, I'm going to clean up Oakland, you know. But they want to undermine me and bring people into the equation that is more, you know, like, oh, he's more friendly. Like, how friendly I got to be? Huh? How friendly I got to be? They want me to sign these disclosure and release forms to clean up so they can tag me if someone decides to, you know, say, I want to hurt this guy. Stop the breathing on the phone, DJ. You're stalling me. What are you doing, DJ?
Oh, good Lord, I was trying to basically relax myself a little. You make it sound like some kind of obscene phone call, like you're a scared woman pretty much near the end of the line and really who's done it safe for herself. It's 22 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone. Please, get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And our simple mission, once again, help the homeless, heal the homeless. Those who are truly disenfranchised. Anyway, after we got done picking up all the garbage and whatever, I remember looking around at every single. And I saw all the tents, the conga line of tents or whatever. And I saw and I thought, remember that housing pod that was invented in L.A., but it didn't seem to catch in L.A. because they didn't want to do in L.A.? Was there a crime against helping people here?
You know, it sounds like the exact same thing. It's like all these platforms are what people created, right? And I get in trouble because they try to say, well, you don't want to fill out the actual lease form. So I say, hold on a second. I say, are you taking in consideration that I am a public figure? And I'm not just cleaning up just Oakland. I'm cleaning up other places. You know, it's other towns and other places that's called Oakland around the world. And I'm traveling, and you just want me to release my rights. So if I get injured from one of your public people in one of these other towns, decide to get a little happy, and decide to say, oh, yeah, this guy right here, I'm just tired of him cleaning up. You know, I'm tired of him just changing the environment. I said, I can't release my rights like that, you know. I'm not signing that paperwork. You know what the guy said? Oh, I'll tell y'all some point in time later. There's going to be a whole stand-up comedy piece about all these different towns are going through. There's going to be stand-up comedy pieces about this, not just little pieces, but it's going to be stand-up comedy collections where you get to see about this thing here, what's going on here. See that?
Dang, I'm already looking forward to it. And once again, I was trying to get the whole housing part. I heard that basically there were people right there, camped right outside City Hall. I mean, they were kicked off and whatever, but some of them basically built tree houses. No. Look, when I was a kid, look, we all had a tree house at some point. I want to stay in there, the tree house. And we all had our little secret club and whatnot, didn't we? But they were living there. We all had fans of doing that when we were kids, but dang.
The pallets that they be having at the grocery stores and different places where they actually put inventory on that. They take the pallets and they was building them and put them in trees. Like a lot of pallets that you would see that the actual forklift would actually pick up, they was using that too. You know, that's how they was building some of the tree houses. And so that went about, you know, and it's something because when you go visit the other towns, other cities, a lot of people that would mistreat you, now they move, they flock to open, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of people, even though the tech industry and everybody start, you know, moving this way, but a lot of people start coming this way that I remember when, you know, when Oscar Grant, you know, when that issue happened, a lot of people had a lot of publicity. And people start seeing landmass in Oakland. It's like, oh, Oakland got this and this. So people start looking at Oakland in different ways to make finance, right? But then, Oakland is known for, you know, independent hustle, right? So people took that and modified it and, you know, take credit for this and put this in here and squeeze up in here. And, you know, development. Like I say, in the next 5 years, you're gonna see a lot of Oakland now. Telegraph. I told somebody this was talking about. I said, man, look like they moved Ashby Flea Market up until, you know, parts of Oakland. You'd be like, man, it's like Ashby. The flea market, all the people just say, hey, let me get this, let me get that. Hey, can I get that right there? That's what it looks like. I was telling somebody that. And I got to tell you a lot. Like, this is one of the things about the comedy pieces that we're gonna see. Everybody, stay tuned. That's all I got to say.
Okay, man, long story short, we basically got together. We started getting it in building, and there were a lot of basically people out there who were helping the homeless, you know, giving them soup and whatnot. A few soup kitchens basically open, people picking up garbage and trying to get them off the street. And I was wondering, I said, Oakland, you guys got
one of the main known people in Oakland that, like, years and years, known for giving a lot of food. You know what? You ever heard of Mueller Wright?
No, I can't say I have. Once again, I was living my whole life in McKinleyville, and you know something? It wasn't until you picked me up and took me aboard that I was just pinballing, like a pinball. You know, like a pinball bounces from one target, one square, going from town to town.
Mr. Talk DJ, Mueller Wright was known for serving and, you know, giving food, a food provider in Oakland. She's known. She passed away some years back, and it honored her for so many years she was giving. That's where they give away food in Oakland. There's a lot of different people, organizations that work with a nonprofit, and they donate food. But Mona Rice was known for being a facilitator in Oakland, donating and giving people food that couldn't actually feed themselves. I'm talking about before this pandemic came out, you know. He was known for Mother Ride of Oakland.
We made a difference that we put up a few of those housing pods. We encourage others to do the same. We're going to do all that. I said, see how many of you can actually fit in there. You know, watch some of you guys, like, take turns and whatnot. And seriously, get a can of spray paint and continue to spread the art all around the magic of Oaktown.
You can tell the native Oakland people on how they interact with you, the ones that you can tell how they interact with you. The ones that are not natives, and they kind of, like, got this, you know, like you. Like, you probably have your own congregation of your colleagues that everybody, what are you talking about? You know, talking, walking, you know. But everybody, this can be organic, okay. And
this is DJ Butterfly Feces. Thank you for tuning in. Please check us out on the net. Get involved with our cause. We're going around from place to place trying to make this world better. Won't you join us? Plus, for money, get involved. Make time. Because, you know, if you wind up there on the street, you're going to want some help out there, aren't you? That's what this is all about.
The better scheme of things. Everybody, I know.
Thank you, and good night.